This is Nancy Sorden, Chair of the Pacifica National Board. It is March 1st, 2018, and it is 9 o'clock. My apologies to all. We had trouble with our Maestro system, and our streamer was not available, and we had trouble getting people on the call, but we've got everybody now, except one person has to call back. So I've invited parliamentarian John Tatum. Say hello, John.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Yes.
There's the
Grace Aaron, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Jonathan Alexander, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Adriana Kasnave, KPFT.
Present.
Present. Chris Corey, KPFA. Oh, he's still away. Bill Crozier, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Joseph Davis, KPFT.
Present.
Present. Catherine Davis, WBAI.
Here.
Present. Benito Diaz, WPFW.
Present.
Oh, you're here. Great. Present. Jan Goodman.
Phone.
Present.
Right. Okay. Jan Goodman, KPFK.
Present.
Present. William Heerwagon, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Dwayne Lark, KPFT.
Present.
Ken Lauffer, WBAI.
Here.
Present. Tony Leone, he is asking for an excused absence. Ifia Nwangaza, WMXP affiliate.
Here.
Present. Alex Randall, WUVI affiliate.
I'm here.
Present. Mansoor Sabah, KPFK.
Hazir.
Present. Nancy Sorden, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Alex Steinberg, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Carol Travis, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Maskila Washington, WPFW.
Here.
Present. So we have 19. That's quorum.
Great. Okay. Do we have any absences to excuse other than Tony Leone?
Chris Corey.
Okay. He's away till March 6th. So he's still away. He's already sent his email. That's 21. Could I have a motion to excuse the absences?
So moved. Goodman.
And who else called out for, I'll make them seconder. Jan Goodman and who else?
Adriana.
Adriana. Okay.
All right. Is there any objections to excusing these two absences?
Madam Chair, I have a question, Benito. Request for information.
About the excused absences?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your question?
Chris Corey, did he send a request to the...
Yes, he did. He sent one that applied to the last three meetings. He said he would be away until March 6th.
And that was to the entire PMB?
It went to the entire PMB, yes.
Okay, all right.
Any objections to excusing these two absences? Okay. Could I have volunteers to be timekeepers, please?
Adriana for item.
Okay. And one for the persons?
I'll do it.
Thank
Mansoor.
You. Oh, thank you.
90 seconds,
Mansoor,
right?
Yes.
90 seconds?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I give a warning at 10 seconds.
Okay, great. That's helpful. Okay. All right. let's see, we are on to agenda approval. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So move. Who said that? Indiana.
Is there a second?
Benito.
Okay. Could I have a motion from someone to move the IED report to after the committee business? Tom cannot join us till 9:30.
So move. Thank you.
Welcome, Indiana. Any objections to this amendment? Okay. Any other amendments to the agenda?
Travis, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Hello?
I hear you. Yeah.
Oh.
Hello, Carol.
Yes. I have another. Okay. I have a motion, item 6 under unfinished business. And I think that really the strategic planning committee substitutes for this. So I don't know the procedure exactly to remove it, but I'm happy to remove it.
I have to wait till we get there then.
Well, that's an amendment to the motion. I mean, to the agenda.
Do you want to remove this item from the agenda?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyone second that motion?
Is there any opposition?
I'll second it. This is Alex.
Okay. So there's a motion to remove item 6, which motion from Carol Travis, from the agenda because the strategic planning committee is going to take it up. And okay, so any objections?
Bill, I have a question.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Bill.
There are some time limits in there for the in Carol's motion. I'd like to come up with a plan within 30 days. Does the strategic planning committee expect to be able to do that? So there is quite a bit of urgency in getting plans, at least some preliminary plans for dealing with our finances.
I think if this goes to the Carol's on the strategic planning committee, she'll bring this with timelines to the strategic planning committee.
Can I say something?
Yes.
This is Carol. I've had a discussion with Tom about this, and he thinks actually that this kind of business would be not completed within 30 days, but more like, something like 60 to 90 days. But anyway, I understand the urgency, and I will bring that, and I think everybody understands the urgency.
Right. Thank you. Okay. So is there any objections to removing this item from the agenda? Okay, no objections. Are there any objections to the agenda as amended? Okay, well, let's get started. We have minutes approval, minutes from February 1st, which were submitted by Aki via Janet. I think that we saw them before. And so we're seeing them again. We haven't approved them yet. And those came with the agenda for tonight. And then we have the minutes for February 22nd, which we haven't had an open session since then. So we'll have a motion to approve the minutes.
Madam Chair, a motion to approve the February 1st open session minutes.
All right. We have a second.
Second, Jan Goodman.
All right. Are there any changes or corrections to the minutes for February 1st?
Adriana?
Adriana?
Yes, I want to be noticed in this vote, like abstain.
Say that again.
And you need to understand that we are three people in this line, right?
Sorry. Yes.
But I said I want in the minute that I abstain. I'm not a yes. I abstain. Thank you.
You want to say in the minutes that you abstained on all the motions in that meeting?
No, Madam Chair. You asked if everybody accept the minutes, and I said I want to be noticed as abstained. I don't
for tonight. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I asked for corrections. I asked for corrections to the minutes. I haven't gotten to the vote yet. Any corrections to the February 1st minutes? Okay. Any objections other than? Okay, Ms. Madam Secretary, please take the roll on approval of the February 1st minutes.
Okay. Are there any objections?
Yes.
Okay.
Grace Aaron. Grace? Can't hear you. Jonathan Alexander.
Yes.
Yes.
Grace votes yes. I'm sorry. Grace votes yes.
Grace, yes. Adriana Casnaves.
Abstain.
Abstain. Chris, I'm sorry, Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Joseph Davis.
Abstain.
Abstain. Catherine Davis.
Yes.
Yes. Benito Diaz.
No.
No. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. William Heerwagen.
Abstain.
Abstain. Sabrina Jacobs.
Abstain.
Abstain. Dwayne Lark.
Abstain.
Abstain. Ken Laufer.
Yes.
Yes. Athea Nwangaza.
Abstain.
Abstain. Alex Randall.
Approve, yes.
Yes. Mansour Sabah.
Yes.
Yes. Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Yes. Carol Travis.
Yes.
Yes. Maskila Washington.
Abstain.
Abstain. One moment. I have 10 yes, 1 no, 7 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Abstain. 10 yes, 1 no, 8 abstentions. This passes.
I have a motion.
Madam Chair,
for
time for the 5 minutes.
Okay. Could I have an extension for 3 minutes? Motion to extend for 3 minutes?
So moved.
Right. Second? Any objections? Hearing no objections. Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the February 22nd minutes submitted tonight? Okay. Any second?
We just did that.
We just did the February 1st.
Oh, I thought we were doing... I'm sorry.
It's all right. Is that a second to approve the February 22nd?
Jan, second.
Thank you. Any corrections?
Who made the motion?
Adriana.
Okay. Thank you.
Bill for the stack.
Yes, Bill.
On page 2 of the minutes, there's some repeated language. We need to delete the duplicate. About half of the page is duplicated.
Okay. Could you... Okay. Any other corrections? Or additions? Missing information? Secretary, would you like to comment on that?
Well, I have a question.
Okay. What's your question?
I'd like specifically to know what is duplicated and...
Okay. You want me to say that?
Say it and write it, but maybe you won't
okay.
have to write it.
Well, all right. You know, we just got this a few hours ago, and I just read it. Okay, starting on page 2, where it starts with Kasanev moves to extend the deadline to return ballots for the PNB Strategic Planning Committee, down through where it says H&O motion to extend approved. All that language is duplicated right after that.
No, it's not.
It's the other election.
Janet has the floor. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, if you take a closer look, Adriana's amendment changed the part on the top. So it's
okay.
Not the same.
Yeah, the first part says Kasanev moves to extend, and the second part that looks like it's duplicated says moves to amend.
Well, but it also explains what was that she amended by replacing something with something, and then that's what it shows under. We'll read as follows.
Okay. Well, objection. Sorry, I would just they just didn't have much time to review this.
Well, thank you, though. Thanks for having us take a second look. Okay, and it's time time to vote. Any objections to the minutes from February 22nd? Other than as they are, they don't need amending. Hearing no objection, minutes approved for February 22nd, 2018. The next item of the business is the committee business. I would like to ask Janet to, you know, what is the status of the population of the committee so far? What's the status of are they filled? You have the information on that?
Okay. I'd like to give a little background for the public. Sorry.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So, the PNB standing committees are the Coordinating Committee, the Governance Committee, Finance Committee, and Audit Committee. And these are spelled out specifically in the bylaws. The PNB itself created the Programming Committee, Elections Committee, Personnel Committee, and most recently the Strategic Planning Committee. The data for who is on what committee is still in flux and needs to be verified, cross-checked, and reconciled. There are a lot of moving parts, which include the transition from last year's secretary, and the tech department needs to update to the system data from last year. It's still not complete. It's in process. The PNB director committee members, the director members, were finalized just on February 24th, and I came on board on February 22nd. So, I mean, and there's been almost back-to-back PNB meetings. Anyway, so there's hasn't been time, and it's still, the data is not complete to get this all completed. And I also understand that WVAI has not yet determined its delegate committee members yet. That should happen in the next, at their next meeting, I don't know, sometime in March. So I know you all received a couple of emails today from Aki regarding the committees, and I'm not sure why he's still working on the project. In any case, there have been communications and work going on behind the scenes that I have not been in the loop on. You know, so that's part of why this hasn't been completed. In any case, once things are ironed out, I will provide the finalized PNB committee listings to the PNB and the tech department as it becomes available, hopefully within the next week or so, and at least by the next regular meeting on April 5th. So in the meantime, committee membership will be based on the status of the Pacifica system. I just wanted to end with that some committees didn't meet last year, but the finance and audit committees are continuing to meet this year, or yeah, they are continuing on.
So the committees are complete except for WBAI LSD members. Is that correct?
As far as I know, but I'd like to. Can I say a few more things about the?
Sure.
Process. And so as PNB secretary, I'm responsible for maintaining the official records of the PNB directors, the PNB committee members, and the LSB members. And that means all changes have to go through me. There have been times in the past when anybody who knew about or thought they knew about changes would contact the tech department directly. That would result in different people having different and sometimes incorrect information about who is on what committee. So I am making the process more formal by requiring documentation such as meeting minutes and tellers reports when seats are contested to know who is the correct PNB member or who are the correct PNB committee members for both directors and delegates. So I'm going to be asking the LSB secretaries to provide minutes or tellers reports directly to me.
So that means if there's a, if in mid the year there's a new treasurer, the chair of the LSB or the secretary of the LSB needs to notify Janet so she can change that information in the records and also notify Otis to change it in the list and make sure everything gets changed appropriately.
And it should be sent to secretary@pacifica.org. All official communication with me should be through that email address.
Yes, have a question?
I have an objection. or at least a comment. This is William Hairwagon, BAI.
Yeah.
The people should be able to get, Janet, as secretary, should get emails from chairs or secretaries of the LSBs about who's been elected, and put those people on, if she insists, provisionally for 30 days, because we can't delay the process of people doing work on committees. It has to be, you know, sometimes minutes might not get approved, like has happened on the PNB for months. They just get postponed, or for whatever reason, they don't get approved. So we can't be waiting for approved minutes of LSB meetings. We get an email from the chair or secretary of the LSB. People are appointed to their elected committees provisionally for 30 days, let's say.
So you're saying
I'll make that a motion.
I don't understand what's the problem, what problem you're addressing, and what what you're proposing.
Chair, Janet is suggesting.
Chair, this is Janet. Can I address?
Wait till William finishes, please.
Okay.
The problem is Janet wants approved minutes.
No, I didn't say that.
And or teller reports. And this is of LSB meetings. This is a time waster. We need
okay.
people to be on committees. We need to do work.
Okay. Janet,
can I comment?
Is that correct?
Okay. I didn't say approved minutes. I just want to see some minutes. But I'm fine. I'm willing to do what William is asking. You know, if I hear directly from LSB chairs or secretaries with information about changes, I'll make a change provisionally until I get some minutes, whether it's draft minutes or approved minutes, you know, preferably, of course, approved minutes. But I also don't know, I haven't been notified who the officers of all the different LSBs are, and I'd appreciate the directors maybe asking their LSB chair or secretary to email me that information.
Okay, great. Okay, thanks.
And the minutes that go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Carol Travis, I have a question about this.
Yes, Carol. Go ahead, Carol.
Is only the secretary able to have the comprehensive list, or are all of the directors able to have the comprehensive list of all the, you know, the people on the various LSBs?
The directors are able to have that. All the information is at kpftx.org, and you just need to get a password from Otis to be able to see that information.
I see. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bill for the stack.
Yes, Bill.
On the elections for the committees, I know on the report that we got from Terry Goodman, I'm just looking over it again, there were several elections were that for KPFA it said no valid election. So I assume those have not been finished or done at all yet. This includes the PNB coordinating committee, the elections committee, the governance committee.
What did you just say? What happened?
In the report from Terry Goodman, he said that there was no valid election for the KPFA director for each of those committees.
Right.
No one was nominated.
Not
completed yet. Well,
no one was nominated.
They need to do that.
We are short a director.
So that'll come after the court rules on that, I guess.
Well, we can deal with that. Could we deal with that the next meeting to figure out how those spots will get populated?
Okay,
that's something that needs to be
addressed. Forget about that.
Some you know, well, people think about that, talk about it, and come up with a motion for the next meeting, please. The next thing I'd like to do is get conveners for the various committees. And what that entails is to figure out a date to have the first meeting. And so that person would need to communicate with the committee members to see what date works best for most people, for everybody, possibly. And then notice it on the website, or ask Otis to notice it, or someone, you know, that has access to noticing the meetings. Again, to notice a meeting, you need to get a password to do that. So I'm wondering if Alex, if you would be willing to be the convener for the finance committee.
I'm not on the finance committee.
You're not on the finance committee this year?
Put Joseph
no,
on.
No, I'm not.
Put Joseph Davis on.
Okay, Joseph, would you be willing to be the... Yes, Adriana?
I don't want to... to interrupt, but normally the committees that keep functioning, they don't need a new convener, because I think that two committees that are audit and finance, they keep running. I mean, once the new members are there and they keep going on, I think that we need conveners for the committees that didn't work at all, or the task forces that didn't start at work. Because the ones that are working are already working. I mean, after a while, I mean, once that they are totally populated, they can elect a new chair, all of that.
Yeah.
But originally, they are functioning.
You're saying the ones that are functioning, they're ongoing, and so they don't need to be convened, and they are already got their conveners. Okay, gotcha.
Exactly.
Okay, so I believe that is finance. So they don't need a convener then, okay? And then audit has been ongoing. They don't need a convener.
It's ongoing. It's ongoing.
It's ongoing. What about our personnel? We had some meetings with the personnel committee. I don't know if they have been ongoing or not.
We have another problem, Madam Chair, there. May I?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Okay. Basically, the committees, like Janet explained before, we have standing committees. A standing committee doesn't need any definition. Personnel committee, and I was saying that last year, personnel committee, because it happened the year before, right? The ones that are not standing committees of the PND, it means they work during the year that we are convening, in this case 2018, need to be defined by the PND. That's why normally it's the PND the one that decides, well, personnel committee that is not in a standing committee, this is the work that they will do during 2018. That's the way that it's being done. The standing committee doesn't need it because our bylaw defines what is the parameters of their work. The ones that are not standing committees need to be defined by the PMB. What are the priorities that the PMB give to those committees? Okay? That's why personnel is one of the ones that need to be defined.
Okay, so you're saying that we've appointed these committees in the past. They're ongoing. Did we give the committees a charge when we created them?
Well, we did it in 2015, all the previous years. Last year was the only one that I know that the personnel committee was working without a mandate from the PND. And without even the PND knowing that was going on. You know, that's why. I mean, I don't want to open any discussion. What I'm saying is the PMB needs to say, well, personnel committee will have these priorities. And personnel committee, obviously, they elect their people
right.
there.
Okay.
You know, but the priorities right. are the priorities that the PMB give them.
Okay. So could you work on writing something up for the priorities of the different committees and then bring it back to the PNB so that we could have it ready in time for when the committees have their first meetings? We'll just do that in parallel. The conveners will go ahead and get the committee's dates, talk to the committee members, get the committee thing going, and then tell their committee members that the mandate from the PNB is coming shortly. All right?
Yes, but that needs to be done only with the committees that are not standing committees. Like
yes,
governance,
I understand.
Finance, audit, all of them, they don't need it. They are defined mm-hmm. by the bylaws.
Yes, right.
Only the ones that are not defined by the bylaws.
Right, just for the ones that are populated that have not been defined by the bylaws, right?
Exactly.
And you want to list those?
I can bring that by the next meeting.
You want to list those right now? Programming, personnel, strategic planning.
Janet has it.
I know, but I want the listeners to hear. Development.
Now, Chair, this is Janet, the Secretary.
Yes. Okay.
When I began in the beginning of this item, I listed the ones that are development and is not a committee. It's personnel, programming, elections, and strategic planning.
Okay. Development is not a committee?
No.
It's a working group? Okay.
It's a task force.
All right. It's a task force. Okay. Thank you. And then our standing committees are finance, audit, and governance.
And coordinating committee.
Oh, right. Coordinating. Okay. Okay.
What happened to technology?
So, Madam Chair, may I... Jan Goodman.
Who asked the question about technology?
This is Alex Randall asking what happened to the technology committee.
Okay, Randall. I mean, Alex. Excuse me, Adriana.
Sorry.
Oh, Adriana just answered your question. It's not a committee. It's a task force.
Thank you.
Okay, Jan, what's your question?
It's not a question. I just wanted to state that I would be willing to convene the personnel committee, and we can come up with a list of things that we want to tackle this year.
So if you could work with Adriana on that to prepare something for the PNB to make that the mandate for the personnel committee.
Is Adriana on the personnel committee?
No, but I asked her to prepare.
Well, why don't I work with the people on the personnel committee?
We're going to have a motion that states what the mandate is of the different committees. Okay, and the mandate can be created from a back and forth between the PNB and the different committees. Okay, but the mandate needs to come from the PNB, and Adriana has volunteered to help create the motion that spells out what the mandates are. And so it would be very helpful to have specific information from what the committees would like to do and have that be a mandate from the PNB.
So
Madam Chair, Adriana.
Excuse me, may I inquire?
Dan, please finish.
Yeah, so it seems to me from what you said that it makes that the personnel committee would meet, figure out what they think needs to be done, and then I or someone from the committee would work with Adriana to make to complete that section of Adriana's recommendation. Is that what
right.
I'm hearing?
That's what I'm thinking. Adriana, is that kind of what you had in mind?
Yes, and I don't have any problem, Jan. You were in the personnel committee last year, and I don't have any problem. You said me whatever you think that needs to be there. And I believe that the main thing here is the motion will come to the PMB.
Okay? All right. Yeah. Okay.
I wasn't last year in the PMB, and I wasn't this year. But the main thing is the PMB is the one that needs to approve it. And I don't have any problem with you and me, corresponding or whoever was in the personal committee. I don't have any problem. The motion needs to come to the PMB.
From
the PMB, and the PMB can modify it. That's what I'm saying. That's it. Thank you.
Bill for the stack.
Oh, okay. So what you're saying, Adriana, is that the committee will make a recommendation for what they work on to the PNB, and then the PNB will have a motion and vote on it.
I don't have any problem saying, I said, I don't have any problem putting the motion there, and I don't have any problem if Jan have her recommendation. She knows better what they were doing last year, and I think that we should do it the right way. They know what they are working in, and we can put it in the motion. We don't need to discuss it.
Remember
the time. The time, I don't know if you hear the timing, but the time for this item happened already. Finished.
Oh, okay. All right. So, okay, that's what we'll do is the committees will recommend what they will do and then recommend to the PNB, and then the PNB will make motions and vote on it. In the meantime, could I have an extension of this item for 5 minutes so I can get more conveners, please, for the different committees?
So moved.
Any objections? Okay, I have Jan for personnel. I can convene the coordinating committee.
I'll be happy to do governance.
Okay.
And Catherine will do programming.
All right, Catherine, great. About elections? Okay, think about it. How about strategic planning?
I can do the strategic planning committee if you like.
Okay, Alex. Okay. This is the convener. The convener sets the first meeting, and then and then elections?
Joseph?
Yes.
Oh, you were.
I'll do elections.
Okay.
Who was that?
And then your first order of business, right, is electing officers. I'm sorry, Jan, go ahead.
I'm just saying, I just didn't hear who is going to do elections.
Joseph Davis,
okay.
And I would just recommend looking on the calendar for last year to see what day of the month these particular groups met, if they did, or maybe the year go back a year, and that might be the best day to suggest starting out, and then if necessary, modify from there. But it's up to you, really, how you want to do it. Okay. That really covers, let's see. There was one other thing was one thing that I would like for the governance committee to take up is we have some task forces. I'd like to get those going too, please. But I would like we have some kind of inconsistencies. We don't have any standardized ways of having the people on the on those task forces chosen or term limits or things like that. And I'd like to, Janet sent me a bunch of questions, and I'd just like to turn that over to the governance committee to answer those questions and see what we should do with those. So can I have some conveners for the different task forces? We have development. We actually have a strategic planning task force also, and they can augment people that are not on the committee. They can join the strategic planning. They can be on the planning, the strategic planning task force, and maybe feed ideas from more people to the strategic planning committee. And then we have the affiliates, the archives, technology, and I think there's one more. I can't remember. Madam Secretary.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was not.
You don't have the list of task forces with you?
Not right in front of me, but okay. I believe it's affiliates, archives, technology, development.
Okay.
One of the other committees that we didn't address was committees of inclusion, but I could.
Oh, that is
in a moment.
So we're still some of the. If you could follow up with that on the status of the committees and just keep track of, and if you could ping the LSBs to say you still haven't elected your committee of inclusion yet, could you please do so and then let me know who's on it? Because they're supposed to give a report to the board every, three, four times a year or something.
So may I continue there? Because I have concerns.
So
first of all, with the committees of inclusion, I think there's been some confusion. The director, it's one director and three delegates, and they all get elected at the LSB. The director, the PNB does not elect the directors. That's one thing. The other thing is when it comes to task forces, I don't even know what the process is for people volunteering. I mean, is it, how am I supposed to verify if I'm given that information? Who's going to give it to me? Is it going to come from LSBs? Is it going to come from what source?
Yeah.
So that's something that's
right. Mansoor, could you please that be put on the agenda for the governance committee to send a recommendation to the PNB for how to do all that? I'll send you the questions from Janet.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Madam Chair, Adriana?
Yes, Adriana?
Well, we have, I offer that I can convene the Pacifica Radio Archive, but I think that we have from before, affiliates in Pacifica Radio Archive have already. I think that I can send it to, I don't know, to who do you want me to send it, but they have that's okay. Send it to governance, and governance will make the decision. But I want to be the convener of the Pacifica Radio Archives.
The archives, okay. Okay. That's good. So you're going to make a suggestion as to, and you're going to forward it to the PNB as to what the mandate is for the archives? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I think that we have it from before. No, it's from before.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Just send that one on. As far as populating the task forces, I believe that's the governance task, is to figure out how that's done. Okay, so. Okay,
Secretary, one more comment.
Yes.
So there's also, it's my understanding, there's no term limit to people on task forces. There are people who seems like they're lifetime members. So
right, I believe that was
addressed.
Yes, I believe that was in the list of questions that I'm going to forward to the governing committee to deal with. Okay. So could I get a convener for the strategic planning task force?
Ms. Bill, I'll do that.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
How about
Janet? Again?
Yes.
So that's no longer on the committee list, that task force.
People signed up for this task force.
Okay, yeah. So Otis
it's
needs
going
to put that
it's
back.
Going to be, yeah, it should be on there. People signed up for it, and the people that signed up there by the deadline are on it. And we'll just have to figure out how other people get on there. That's the governance job to figure that out. And they can, you know, I don't think we can have more than too many people doing strategic planning. And I think it's good to have it in small groups. So if we have two small groups, a task force and the committee, then I think that it'll kind of, the strategic planning task force can feed information into the committee. And the committee will supersede the task force, and the PMB will, of course, supersede the committee. Could I get a convener for the development committee? Development task force? I'm sorry. Who was that?
Request from Benito to the stack, please.
Yes, Benito.
So, two things. Number one, I would like the secretary of yourself to read the list of convenors of the committees. And number two, I'd like to comment, I don't understand what the big deal is about the governance committee having to provide some kind of proposal on how the PMB gets the names of the LSB members of committees. We have the secretary. Madam Chair, can I finish?
More, another question. Okay, go ahead.
I'm trying to finish my comment.
Go ahead.
The secretary of each LSB should have the information of who volunteered and what elections occurred, you know, at the LSB level. So I don't understand why we could not have the secretary provide the secretary of the PMB with that information. Why go through a whole process with the governance committee?
Janet, do you have an answer to why you're talking about the task forces, right?
No. Well, that is how the committees ask. I thought the initial question had to do with the committees, but it would apply to the task forces equally.
Chair, would you like
Madam
to
Chair,
comment?
Madam Chair, we already have the time. I don't know if you heard it, but don't we have the IED report?
Yes, Tom Livingston is waiting to get on. Benito, could I talk to you about this later? I don't quite understand your question, and
I don't have a real question with regards to this. I'm simply saying that we're creating unnecessary bureaucracy. The secretary of the PMB can communicate with each LSB secretary. The LSB secretary provides the list of who from their LSB is on each committee and task force. Period.
Yeah, I don't think there's any inconsistency with what Janet asked with that. I believe that's how it's going to be done.
Well, I thought you had proposed the governance committee deal with this. That's why
no, that was a different issue altogether. No. Okay. Could I get a convener for the affiliates task force? How about the technology task force?
I can do affiliates and archives when I'm here. If nobody else wants to do affiliates.
I'll do affiliates. Or Adriana can.
It's just to convene the meeting. Just to convene the meeting.
Okay, Adriana, why don't you convene the meeting?
Would Alex Randall consider technology?
All right, great. Fantastic. Okay, I believe we're done with this item.
Wow.
Okay, and
it's development.
Athena will work with
ATS. Oh, I'm sorry,
staff.
Development. How about development?
ETS stack.
Yes, Sophia? Will you do a development? Convene development?
No, I'll work with Adriana on affiliate.
Oh, okay. Okay, great.
This is Catherine. I'll do development.
Fantastic. Okay. All right. Okay.
I'm sorry, you didn't finish the programming committee, the elections committee, this.
No, I did. We did. We got them all.
Okay. All right. So
we got
all
the conveners.
Sorry, you're
that's
right.
Great.
Never mind.
Okay.
I got it.
All right.
Madam Chair, Benito.
Good questions, Bill.
Madam Chair, Benito.
Go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, I had, when I spoke earlier, the first thing I said was to ask for a list. If the secretary or yourself could read off the list of the conveners for each committee.
Could we email that to you? Because we're really running behind and Tom's been waiting to give us a report.
Yeah, that's fine. But again, I was hoping that the listeners could get that information as well.
Well, the listeners can go back to the recording and hear exactly who volunteered for what committee. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Madam Chair, I move that we extend the open meeting 30 minutes for the IED report.
Okay.
A second.
Any second to extending the meeting for 30 minutes?
Any objections? Madam Chair, I object. We have a lot to do in the closed session, so I'm hoping that we could have about 15 minutes for the IED report. And then go into closed session. We have a.
Are you amending this extension then to 15 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. So there's a motion to amend extension of time of the meeting for 15 minutes. Any second?
Is the meeting supposed to end right now? Is that the point?
Yeah, in 2 minutes.
Yep. Yes.
I second.
All right. Any objections?
To what?
Can we ask Madam Chair the IED? Can we ask Tom Livingston?
If we can extend the meeting for 15 minutes, we can. I'd like Tom to speak to on the open session.
That's what I'm saying.
Any objections?
Can we ask him if he wants 15 or 30 minutes? Can you ask him?
Madam Chair, Dwayne Ross.
Tom, is 15 minutes enough for you to give a report?
Yes, I believe that. Thank you. Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay. All right. Dwayne, what is your question?
Based on Tom's response, I withdraw.
Okay. Benito?
Yeah. People are going to ask questions.
Okay.
And which, I think we might
all right. Well, let's cross that. Okay, let's cross that bridge when we get to it. Okay. All right. Any objections to extending for 15 minutes?
Wait a minute, Madam Chair, Benito.
Yes, Benito.
I'm proposing or I'm seconding the original motion of 30 minutes.
Okay, well, people, all right, but that was amended. We have a motion to amend that, okay? And if people want to go with 30 minutes, they will vote against this amendment, okay?
Okay, then
we vote on yours, okay? Okay, so any objections to extending for 15 minutes? Madam Chair, take the vote.
Madam Secretary, take the vote.
Grace. This is a vote on the amendment?
Yes, on
yes, to extend
minutes.
For 15 minutes.
Grace?
Yes.
Yes. Jonathan?
Yes.
Yes. Adriana?
Pass.
Bill?
Abstain.
Joseph?
Abstain.
Catherine?
Yes.
Benito?
No.
Jan?
Yes.
William?
No.
Sabrina?
No.
Was that no?
No.
Dwayne?
No.
Ken?
Yes.
Athea?
Yes.
Alex Randall?
No.
Mansoor?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Carol Travis?
Yes.
Maskula?
Yes.
Adriana, you passed?
I vote no.
So we have 10 yes, 6 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
That's 10-6-3. This fails. It requires 2/3.
Oh, okay. So now we go to a vote for 30 minutes. Extension for 30 minutes.
Madam Chair, may I have a point of information? So this means that this also needs a 2/3 vote to extend for 30 minutes, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Point of information, Carol Travis.
Yes, Carol.
If Nancy had not abstained, would we have gotten a 2/3? Possibly?
No.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Yes, Jan.
Since this was an amendment to a motion to extend, does the amendment need to have 2/3 or really only 50%? And then the motion to extend itself would need 2/3?
Good question. Mr. Parliamentarian, can you answer that?
Yes, all those votes need a 2/3 because in every case you're voting to extend the meeting, the times may change, but the idea of extending the meeting takes a 2/3 is already in the agenda that you will finish the meeting at a certain time. So any extension of any time okay. require 2/3 vote.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Tatum. Okay. So now we're going to vote on extending for 30 minutes. And, you know, if we finish early, we finish early. I'd like to remind
order,
folks
Joseph
that we have another guest coming on in the closed session at 10:30. Okay, so, yes, Joseph?
I'd just like to respectfully disagree with the parliamentarian. A motion that it only needs a majority because the motion to amend is not an extension. It's just an amendment to a motion. It is a 2/3 required for the original motion. If you'd at least note that, I would appreciate it.
I'm going to rule that the parliamentarian is correct, and right now we'll get it. We'll look this up after the meeting, and we'll, you know, if I'm incorrect, I'll correct myself in the future. So, thank you for bringing that. Madam Secretary, would you please take the roll on the motion to extend for 30 minutes? Any objections
yes.
to extending for 30 minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
Mansour.
I want to remind you that that means that we'd end the meeting now and the public will not be able to hear, the listeners will not be able to hear from Tom. Any objections?
It's fine.
Yes.
Okay, Madam Secretary, take the vote.
Yes, Grace.
No.
No. Jonathan.
No.
No. Adriana.
Yes.
Yes. Bill.
Yes.
Yes. Joseph.
Yes.
Yes. Catherine.
Pass.
Pass. Benito.
Yes.
Yes. Jan.
No.
No. William.
Yes.
Yes. Sabrina.
Yes.
Yes. Dwayne.
Yes.
Yes. Ken.
Pass.
Pass. Ifia.
Yes.
Yes. Alex Randall.
Yes.
Yes. Mansour.
No.
No. Alex Steinberg.
No.
No. Carol Travis.
Yes.
Yes. Mascula.
Yes.
Yes. Catherine, you passed. Catherine? Can't hear you. If I don't hear from you, I'm going to put you as present not voting. Ken Laufer?
I'll say no.
No. Okay, once more, Catherine? Okay, so I'm sorry.
Please don't interrupt while we're taking a vote.
Excuse me.
Unless you're changing your vote.
Okay, so I heard a female voice. Was that Catherine? No. All right, so this...
Hi, this is Catherine. I just got back on the call.
Okay.
How do you vote on 30 minutes?
I vote no.
No. Okay. So we have 11 yes, 7 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
So this fails as well.
I don't believe my vote would have made a difference.
Madam Chair, may the parliamentarian speak?
Yes.
I want to refer back to the issue of an amendment only needing a majority. Well, the fact of the matter is the motion to extend the meeting is not debatable at all. So there should not have been any debate on, you know, the motion to extend the meeting. However, as a parliamentarian, I sat on the side because the sense of the board is what's most important. And so in order to change from 15-minute extension to a 30-minute extension, seems like that's what the board wanted to decide on. So it's almost like the 30 minutes was withdrawn, the 15 minutes was active, then it, well, both of them failed, so all of this is moot. But the main point I'm trying to make is that you cannot debate the motion to extend the meeting or an item. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. So meeting adjourned. We're going to go to closed session in 10 minutes. 10:20.